Jazz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
All right, let's find out how much he's going to tell us about this huge concert announcement coming 2 hours from right now. We'll have it live on the air exactly at 10 a.m. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation Concert God on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
First of all, I will not be pulling my shenanigans asking you questions and stuff because I know the importance of not screwing this one up.
Right. So.
Yeah, we don't want to screw this up, right?
No.
Of course not, no.
No. So what can you tell us without telling us?
Let's see. I can tell you that this artist, gosh, I can't remember the last time this artist played the market. I think it played maybe 15, 20 years ago. That would be interesting to find out. I think they. I think that's it. Giant artists playing the Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Should sell out the minute we put it on sale.
Really?
Don't know what else to say.
It's true.
I don't want to get close, too close to the fire.
No, it's true.
Me, so.
It's true.
It's like dancing on my
I gave a hint earlier, and it's not really a hint, but I said every time Jimmy's on taking calls about bands touring, someone, if not multiple people, call it in.
Right.
Yes.
And you always say, they play New York, they play Boston, they drive right through.
Right, use our bathroom, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And luckily, we got surprised that they this artist is adding a few dates to their tour, and one of them will be in Connecticut, which we worked hard on. We, as I tell you off the air, we've been working on this for a couple of weeks and didn't think it was going to happen.
Wow.
And we were together yesterday, you and I, and as soon as you left, I had to run into a conference call because it takes all this secret stuff to discuss and how to do it. And when you hear the announcement at 10 a.m., you'll understand why it's been really convoluted to deal with, and there's a lot of issues and stuff like that that we have to deal with. So it's very exciting. And I don't say that. I'm not a hype artist.
No,
I'm
you're not.
I'm not a hype artist at all. I'm lucky enough that I've been involved in great things like the last play at Shea at Billy Joel, Two Farm Aids, Watkins Glen, Paul McCartney, all these great shows that have Ringo Starr, Stones and Toads, all this. None of these artists we're talking about, of course, would be this artist. I don't really get that excited anymore about stuff. Been in the business for 53 years, but this one really excites me.
There's no one in the building yesterday, the Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater. No one in the radio station, and there's only a few. And even my wife, and I only told her last night, and I've known a little bit longer than that.
What?
No one has said, oh, that's cool.
Right.
It's all been, whoa.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the secret is out internally because the announcement already is written up and the announcement has been sent to you guys, and we'll be running some radio advertising, of course, once we make the announcement. So it's a slow drip right now.
I am getting
we're trying
so
to keep
many
quiet
texts
for another 2 hours.
What
do you
want to know? So
people
bad.
Are guessing.
People
or,
are guessing.
I have
yeah.
no idea.
Do you know? Do you know? Can you tell me?
I have no idea.
AJ's the only one of the four of us who doesn't know.
It's true.
I was not put on the email.
No.
And the scary thing is you've told him, and he still doesn't know.
That's true.
Who are you people?
It's very, very exciting.
Huh.
And
can't wait to hear it.
It's very tough to not give more of a hint, but we were talking about this at the amphitheater yesterday. It's like we don't want to be those people. It's like, oh, well, they were going to play, and then you screwed it up.
You did this. You did this.
I'm surprised that just seems like their stage show alone. Well, you guys, you and Howard built a huge stage there at the amphitheater, so that's good.
You'll fit anybody.
Like, did they ask all those questions as they're thinking of, you know, as part of the negotiation?
Well, they really were not planning to play the amphitheater in Bridgeport because it's way too small for this act. I could say this act, if they played Xfinity, it would sell out Xfinity.
Wow.
And that's 25,000 tickets.
But it would also, like, they've done shows in bigger places than that.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. No question about it. This band has played stadiums.
Can I reserve a ticket now?
You'll want to.
Because there's no way in hell I'm going to get one. You know, for being a good boy, not knowing. I guess not. Okay.
No, and I must say, I was very surprised. I give credit to my son because he kept pushing this, and I go, this is a waste of time. Tell you the truth, this ain't going to happen. I've been doing this for 53 years. This is a complete waste of time. This will never happen. They're way too big to play this venue. And then we sent them a picture of the venue.
Nice.
And they fell in love with it. Nice. They actually fell in love. They said, you know what? This is a cool place to play. And we know they can make 3 to 4 times as much money playing another venue, but they love this venue. They want to play it.
The other shocker to me, the first initial shock was the name of this band. And then the second was the price of the tickets. I thought they would be so expensive that it would be difficult to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was surprised they set the ticket prices. I was surprised also. I agree.
I have no idea.
All right. Who's on tour? Who doesn't need the money?
I have no idea. Sit here clueless in a monkey cage.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Nobody loves me.
You know, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God is on. We're talking about the announcement that's coming in less than 2 hours live on this station.
But I can't wait to find out what the hell it is. No one tells me, oh, no, I'll tell AJ. No.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about me.
No, we just know that you slip.
I don't slip. I'm good. Ah, fine.
Nice try.
Fine, fine. I'll wait till 10.
I like that Jeremy has that, you know, that drive to look at bands that are, you know, when you look at it on paper, like what that would never happen. I mean, that's your spirit when you were young, when you, you know, when you're just starting out, like, why say no? Let them say no. And now you have so much experience in the business. You're like, yeah, I'm not wasting my time.
Well, you know, in any job, it gets good to get turned down because then you try harder the next time if you're really good at your work. So I looked at him and I said, you know, this is good. I'll get turned down. I'll try harder next time.
Right, right. Right. Learning experience.
And I give him credit. It, you know, it really, it's happening. I mean, 10 o'clock, we're going to announce it. It's going to be extraordinarily exciting. And it will sell out the minute we put it on sale.
Well, congratulations, whoever the hell it is.
That's true. We should say congratulations.
At least I thought of that part.
Yeah, I gave birth to him. Well, I sort of gave birth.
Exactly right.
So I get some credit for
that. We were definitely a part of that, and his music is in his DNA. And we had media day at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater yesterday.
That was fun.
I attended the Live Nation media day at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It was really cool to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really nice. The place looks great. They're actually putting the roof up over the entrance now, which is nice. Not that I thought we needed it. I love that little structure there, but Howard just keeps spending more money.
Yep. I know. That's something, isn't it?
He wants to keep on making it.
And every
better.
Time I see him, he's smiling. He doesn't look like a guy who's like, what the hell?
Right. I'd be walking funny.
No, you're right. He does have that little zen attitude of, I'll deal with it. It's nice and easy. I'll deal with it. It's sort of weird. I told him I've never been involved in building a project that looks exactly like the design before you build it. Because once you start putting numbers together, you start cutting this out, you cut this out, you cut that out, and it never looks the same. This actually looks like the plan. He just spent the money.
And then he added stuff like Guitar Man or know, whatever came along. He was like, that sounds fun.
My personalized parking space, yep.
I think there's a window in your office now.
Right, nice.
There's a window in my office. Yeah, that was one thing. I've worked in offices with other people. I shared offices. For most of my career, I've shared offices, actually. I've never had my own office. They were so excited. They were giving me my own office. And I said, oh, that's really great. Thank you. I don't remember the last time I had my own. It's been at least 30 years since I had my own office. And I noticed there was no window in it. I said, but I don't have a window. And they said, but you have your own office. I said, I'd rather share the office than have a window.
Yeah, Howard knows that you're a key get. And, you know, like you said when you met my wife, it's like, wow, you're playing out of your league. Like, Howard knows to take good care of you.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's true. When I saw Jennifer, I said, you're an overachiever.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I get, why are you here?
But we had that little presser deal in your Jimmy Copley Club. It's going to be called the Jim Copley Club.
Yep.
Named by one of your listeners.
Yes.
Yes. They're making the sign up right now, they said.
Awesome.
Wow. Nice.
I told them yesterday what the name was. I said, you got to get a sign up. Now it's the name.
Beautiful place and lots of rock and roll memorabilia on it.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had that stored away for a long time, and yesterday I started to look at it again, and I said, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah.
Really good stuff in there. My favorite piece is really the Allman Brothers poster that was signed last night of their career, basically, at the Beacon Theater in New York. And they signed the poster for me, which was great.
I heard Bozzy walked into a wall yesterday.
I have a picture of the smudge on the glass that he walked into.
It happens to the best of us.
It does.
I promise I would not put on Facebook, and I also have a picture of him icing his forehead falling into the wall.
Did you hear a pong? Pong?
What happened? It was louder than that. It was really? Sort of a mini explosion.
Oh, really? Did you hear it?
Many people heard that. I did not hear it, but I was outside. But many people heard it, and it was quite the laugh yesterday.
Did he go all the way down?
There were reports from Stratford. I felt something.
Oh, well, wow. Before we have too much fun, is he okay?
Yes, he's okay.
He's not okay at all. He's never okay.
Oh, right. So he's normal. Okay, good.
It's hard to gauge.
He hit the wall, and then now he's okay.
Can you put a Bialy on the bump?
Oh, so he had a bump on his head?
Yeah, he had a bump on his head. He's sitting and putting ice on his head. Oh. It was really very funny.
Was he walking and talking? Was he on his phone?
It's a terrible thing. No, he was just... Listen, it's terrible when you laugh at people's accidents, but I can't help it. It's so funny. I love the Three Stooges.
That's why I love the
Three Stooges. It's just so funny when people fall down by mistake. I'm 72. I'll be falling down by mistakes pretty soon myself.
And we will not laugh.
Well, no, we won't.
No, we will not.
But who can honestly say they haven't walked into a wall or had something like that happen?
Sober?
All the time.
Yep.
I like that there was a smudge mark.
Yeah.
Well,
like, he should autograph it.
People that are on the radio and talk about it, I haven't done that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is why we don't get important information.
Exactly right.
This is why it's so much fun. 99.1
PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning on the phone now. Huge concert announcement. Live Nation President Jimmy Koplik.
So, hey, it's finally time.
I thought
it's
you left
time.
Me. Right now I got to know who the hell it is. Hello?
I didn't expect an AJ lead-in like that, so I was completely unprepared for that, but it does deserve that sort of lead-in from AJ, no question about it. We're really proud to announce that on September 17th at 8 p.m., the Foo Fighters will be playing the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. We have worked on for many, many years, and as you said a couple hours earlier, people have asked, when are the Foo Fighters coming to Connecticut? We could finally tell them. Is on September 17th at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
So that's shocking, and it's a mind blower.
Wow.
And what a way to christen the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on its debut season. But the second part of this shock is the ticket price.
Yes, it's going to be both reserved and general admission. The floor will be general admission. The rest of the place will be reserved. The ticket prices are $125. $99 and $79.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Affordable, and they're right here.
For a 5,000-seat venue every seat is a great seat. That's an amazing price. When do tickets go on sale?
Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m.
Wow.
10 a.m.
There'll be a city presale tomorrow, I think it starts, and then there'll be a Live Nation presale on Thursday and public on sale on Friday.
Jimmy, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations to you and Jeremy and Howard for bringing a tremendous show. Like you said, the biggest concert in Connecticut for 2021 to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. Foo Fighters.
Awesome. Thank
September
you.
17th. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, I do want to mention one more thing. This is a show that either you need to be vaccinated to get into, or you need to show a 48-hour negative test that you do not have COVID.
Fantastic. Jimmy, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Thank you.
You got it, guys.
Okay. Bye.